I'm Tommy Gimler. Swaggy P is apparently dumber than he looks, my friends. Playing with fireworks! Fireworks on July 4th. Did you see JPP's head? Swaggy P, JPP's head!
Yeah, and I'm Brady Matthews. Dwayne Wade just signed with the Chicago Bulls for 2 years for $47 million because Jackie Moon from Semi-Pro wasn't available. Let's talk about it.
I'm Ryan Pfeiffer, and LeBron James couldn't carry Michael Jordan's shit.
The Daily Upper Decker, nothing but sports and crap.
All right, guys, welcome. Fresh off of an American weekend.
Yeah, 4th of July.
4-day weekend. How was it? You were here with Brady Matthews and comedian Ryan Pfeiffer from the Crab Diving Network. First time ever on the show, even though we've been doing it for 2 years.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for having me.
How does it feel?
It feels great.
You're on the other end of the spectrum.
Right. From producer and CEO of a network to in front of the microphone. It's almost like you're taking a step back.
Listen,
like Dwayne Wade.
I tell people this is the funniest fucking sports podcast on fucking iTunes because it is.
Yeah, I totally agree.
Thanks, buddy.
Screw all those other sports podcasts. Yeah. I'm not going to name any, but we all know who I'm talking about.
Let's try not to bring us down then. It's a lot of pressure on you know?
Oh, yes.
No.
I think we're going to be just fine.
Right.
Positive network.
Brady Matthews, comedian extraordinaire, artist. You were in Texas again.
Yeah, I was in Texas again. It was great. I got sunburnt. I drank so much wine that I don't want to see Chardonnay ever again.
Well, you know, you throw out the millions of illegal aliens run around that state.
Right.
And it's about as American as it gets in Texas.
You betcha.
It does. I like it. It's almost a place you have to go. If you're not in Washington, D.C., or on a beach somewhere, or on a lake, Texas.
Right.
Top five.
Oh, dude, it's the best. The girls are gorgeous. And you sit back with your family and you watch sports and then you get in a fight with your family. And then everyone goes to bed drunk and no one remembers anything. And you wake up and eat eggs and bacon and do it all over again. You know what I'm saying? That's America, motherfucker.
Meanwhile, we're out on the beach throwing cornhole tournaments, raising $1,000 for the American Cancer Society. And then we're all trying to have fun the next day at my buddy's beach house.
And we catch
the security guard at his beach house,
banging some chick,
getting jerked off by another dude while there's a chick sitting on his lap.
Wait, he's getting jerked off by another dude?
By another dude. Yeah.
While a girl's sitting on his lap?
Yes. Well, there was a girl sitting on his lap.
How
some
did that
dude.
Work?
I don't know. Apparently, he propositioned our buddy Seth Toter, won the cornhole tournament the day before.
Is that the prize?
Apparently, he mistook what cornhole champion means.
So
he must have said that he was a cornhole champion. The dude's like, you want to jerk me off on the couch upstairs?
Man.
So that was an interesting conversation to have with the security guard. Like, you know, if you could just do us a favor and just stick to the red bracelets, make sure everyone's got a red wristband on, that's it, and just refrain from getting jerked off.
Was he doing the overhanded technique of the jerking?
I was just downstairs. I saw
my
buddy Kelly.
Was it more of a tug or was it a jerk?
it had to be awkward with a girl sitting on his lap. And there's a thing, too. Like, he might not have even known that it was a dude jerking him off because the girl might have been playing, the distraction. And he might have been like, oh, man, this girl's sitting on my lap jerking me off. And here's a dude, around the corner. Oh, wow.
It's like the Will Smith movie, Stay Focused. You know what I mean?
Focus?
Yeah. Which is a piece of shit movie. I watched that on the airplane on the way over here. Awful. Awful movie, but that's
what airline is still showing Focus?
American Airlines.
God, Spirit Airlines just never flies.
Just
Spirit
can't
Airlines.
Seem to get it right.
You didn't watch Independence Day?
No, I've seen it. Once you've seen the first one, you've seen the second one.
Oh, yeah. That's
it's just a different Will Smith.
The white one.
Man.
All right, guys, let's jump into the hot mess. We've got breaking news here on the Daily Upper Decker. Again, you can find us on dailyupperdecker.com, on Facebook, on Twitter, at Daily Upper Deck, and, of course, on the Vine. Breaking news here, Dwayne Wade, 2 years, what is it, 47 and a half?
$47.5 million for
2 years. 2 years, $47.5 million. I mean, what was the half really necessary?
Well, I think he wanted $48 million, but they were like, no, player, we'll meet you in the middle.
And the Bulls just want to show them we're in control here.
But listen, it's going to be for 2 years, all right? We know this is not a long-term thing.
Right.
So meet us in the middle. We're not going to give you $50 million, which is what he wanted. And I guess Miami only gave him $40 million, but the Bulls were like, listen, we'll kick out Mike, old white brittle bones dick.
Dunleavy. Hey, he can go be on LeBron's banana boat.
And Jose Calderon. you guys can get the fuck out of here. We'll make some cap space and get Dwayne Wade in here. Which I think is a great move. I think it's good for 2 years. The guy's going to be 37 years old by the time he's done.
Oh, my God. He's so fucking old to play basketball, isn't it?
Yeah, but
especially
you know what?
For
Kobe,
the beating.
Kobe
the beating
retired at what, 40? Or no, 38?
38. But he was injured so many of his last couple of years that it's hard to say. Like, if he would have played those years, It would have been. It would have been. I think very awkward to see.
Yeah, but
him
I think
out.
When he was 36, he had a great year.
When he was 36,
he had an awesome year.
So as a Bulls fan with Dwayne Wade, you're happy about it. Me personally, I feel like you're getting like you're going to Lowry's and you're paying $70
right.
for a steak, and it's like already eaten.
No, it's like going to it's like going to Mastro's and you're getting actually Lowry's.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's
it's
what it's
been
like.
Chewed up.
Yes, correct.
I don't know. Listen, fine. Do all the HGH you want. I don't care. Go all in. But I don't. Do NBA players do steroids?
Yeah. Can they take roids or do they get?
I would. Well, that's funny because you're foreshadowing to the pile.
What if Derek Rose?
The athletes actually, for the most part, behave themselves over the holiday weekends. So there aren't that many arrests.
Okay.
So we're going to talk about OJ Mayo getting suspended 2 years for PEDs.
Oh, I saw that.
Oh, shit.
I saw that. Was
See,
it PEDs? I thought it was cocaine.
It could have been, but yeah. you notice like the good players never get busted in the NBA just to show them that, hey, we're working on,
right.
on like, you know, cleaning up the sport.
Or they have better, what's that guy's name? That does the cleaning up on Showtime, that Showtime show.
Oh, Dexter?
Ray Donovan. unless the good athletes have the Ray Donovans of the guys.
All right, so let's say.
So anyways, am I happy about Dwayne Wade? Yes, 100%.
Yeah, so let's say that Dwayne Wade takes all this horse erection medicine and leads the Bulls to a championship in one of the next 2 years. Where would he rank on, like, he's never going to top Jordan, but where under Jordan would he?
Where else do you go from Jordan? They didn't have anyone but Jordan. Who do you go, Bob Love? I mean, he would be the second coming, or not second coming, but he'd be under Jordan, of course. If he were to win a championship, saying hypothetically, which is not going to happen, he would be right under, obviously, Jordan, because Jordan won six rings with him. But if Dwayne Wade can pull a fucking rabbit out of his motherfucking hat and win a championship with Robin Lopez, Jarrion, however you say the guy's name's Grant, Jimmy Butler, and a couple other dudes I can't remember off the top of my head, Mirotić. Then
Slovak. He's got to be like Eastern European. He's greasy.
But I'm telling you right now, he's greasy. But he needs to. He looks like Abe Lincoln with that gross ass beard. But
it's kind of like at the end of the game, it's like, hey guys, are you all going to shower? He's like, no, thank you.
No,
I don't shower.
I always look like this.
He's. I think he's my new. Like, if you look at any guys in the league, what's his name?
Mirotić. Yeah,
Nikolai Mirotić. I think he has surpassed Pau Gasol as like the smelliest dude in the league.
Probably,
probably people don't want to guard the guy.
He just
looks gross.
Sweaty. He looks sweaty and like that European stink.
Like, is
it, if any European people listening? I have nothing against European stink.
No, there
are a lot of good girls during Oktoberfest.
Yeah,
I had a great time during Oktoberfest.
But yeah, I think you're onto something, Pfeiffer. In that, like, I've asked this before. Like, is it illegal to shit your pants and then go out and play basketball? Like,
I don't think so.
No one's going to say
play,
you can
but you can get
me.
Kicked out of a soccer game with a really bad fart.
Yes, you can.
Yeah,
Yes, you can. Did you see that?
I did, yeah. I wrote an article on it for Mandatory. We just don't talk about it here because we don't talk about soccer.
Now, listen, I play pickup basketball for the 4th of July with my whole family, and I had really bad gas because we had nachos beforehand. We were watching the Cubs game.
And you went for 26 and
10. And I'm not kidding you. I was lighting it up, not only with my farts, but from the three-point line.
No one's guarding. Just shoot.
Yeah.
Just
my dad got pissed. He walked off the court. He threw the ball and walked off the court because my fart smelled that bad.
Oh, my God.
See, who cares? You went for 26 and 10, sent a message.
Yeah.
He says, more ways than one.
Yeah. What about that soccer guy? He shoved his hands down his pants and smelled his...
Oh, the German coach.
Nuts. Oh, the coach.
Or whatever. That's soccer. You guys did that story.
I saw that. It's like a nervous twitch kind of thing. It's like that Megan O'Malley on Saturday Night Live where she put her hands on her.
Oh, the Mary Gallagher.
Yeah,
the Mary Catherine Gallagher.
Yeah.
That's a real thing.
So that was the third thing he did was go for the armpits. And that was in a separate game. In the same game, he first went in, scratched
his balls.
Yeah. And then, like, you know, just started, like, sniffing it.
Ah, God.
But then he reached around. Dug in his ass and then like came around and like rolled it. It was Matthew McConaughey rolling the butter.
It was in a press conference,
commercial.
Right?
Yes. Oh, no. Dude. This is during the game. Like,
oh, okay.
He's watching during the game.
Yeah.
But he
yeah.
could have done it during a press conference too.
Oh, he talked about it in the press conference. That's right.
You know what's weird?
What
too?
Did he say?
He said he did it. And...
I shit cherries.
Yeah. He's like, come on, I cured cancer with my eye grease. I don't know.
He just sits there rolling it.
Oh, dude, please don't stop doing
that. And
then
they're probably like,
no more with that.
He's German. What do you want him to do?
I guess.
That's his
jam.
It's
literally his jam. It's, you know what's weird too,
baby?
Yeah, he's a good looking. He's actually a decent looking guy.
I'm looks like me.
I wonder if Brad Pitt does that on the set of his movies.
Oh yeah, he's supposed to be disgusting.
Hey, Brad.
I've heard Brad Pitt is a disgusting pig, but you know, yeah, he's a good
who's your source?
Rich
we
guy.
Name our sources here.
Oh yeah,
we name sources. Who told you?
I heard McConaughey is pretty nasty too.
Probably
is he really?
I deduced it.
I mean, look. I guess. I mean,
you're from Texas. He's from Texas.
I know.
So really, like these guys that my wife fantasizes about, like,
right,
are digging in their ass and rolling it up in their hands.
You fucking animals.
You betcha.
Unbelievable.
You bet.
Speaking of animals and ridiculous, let's move on here in the hot mess.
The hot
you know,
mess.
We talked about Dwayne Wade landing on the Bulls. Is it me or is the NBA free agency period right now is the level of contracts that are being handed out to like garbage players just out of control, or is it just me?
I think it's the end of the world, personally.
It is.
I mean,
right?
Mike Conley gets $153 million. Dude, Tom Brady's not even making that money.
Right. Mike Conley, as in, who the fuck is Mike Conley?
Yeah,
that might be the phrase where you best
is.
Recognize
him.
You know
he's
the point guard.
Do you know how many All-Star games?
Okay.
Do you know how many All-Star games he's made?
Two.
Zero.
Yeah,
not
really?
One.
Wow.
Not
why,
one.
Why are they giving him that much money if he sucks?
Here he is. Point guard
understand.
Mike Conley, 5 years, $153 million, 44.2% from the floor, 83.4% from the charity stripe, 2.9 rebounds a game, 6.1 assists per game, 15.3 points per game. That is good for 153
that's,
guaranteed
dude,
million.
That's no Allen Iverson.
That blows me away, though. He's never even got you out of the second round of the playoffs.
Correct.
What are you doing?
The Grizzlies.
How stupid of a franchise are you?
That's Memphis.
He's like, I'm going to walk. And I'd be like, okay.
All right. And then speaking of Memphis, right now this away. Is Memphis. You know, I didn't even know Memphis had this much cash to throw around. But now you tell me how much money you would get. You would pay this guy. I'm not going to tell you who it is. We'll guess that as well.
Okay.
49.2% from the floor. It's pretty good. 41.4% from the three-point land. 68.4% from the free throw line, which is
whatever.
You know, come on. As a shooting forward, or as a small forward, excuse me. 4.7 rebounds per game, 2.8 assists per game, and 13.7 points per game. How much would you pay?
$17 million.
Per season?
Per season.
I even think that is high.
That is high. Is it Courtney Lee?
No, it's Chandler Parsons.
Oh,
four
that's
for 94.
Right. Who did he go
four
to?
For 94.
Did he go back to the Blazers?
No, Grizzlies.
Chandler Parsons.
Chandler Parsons.
That's a hilarious
My
name.
My brother-in-law just sold him a Bentley. That doesn't mean anything, though.
So, four for $94 million.
God, that's a lot of
that's,
fucking
that
money,
is just,
man.
I mean, that is ridiculous. That's crazy money.
Do you get a weekly paycheck when you make that much money? Do they just divvy it out
every week?
I think
you get a monthly paycheck.
Wonder. I just wonder.
Hey, can somebody pick up my tab today? I don't get paid till the end of the month. Like, those guys got to be terrible with their money if it's a monthly paycheck.
They probably
I don't
even
care how much
touch
you're
money. They probably don't even know like a concept of. They probably have people handing money out for them.
Yeah. Hey, Drew Rosenhaus is handling my cash. He seems good.
Yeah. He seems like an honest Jew.
All right, how about this guy? So these numbers are just crazy. 46.6% from the floor, 76.1 free throw percentage, 4.9 rebounds per game, 1.8 assists per game, 11.7 points per game. How much is that worth? 11.7 points, 4.9 boards a game for a small forward.
That's awful. Is that Joakim Noah?
It is not.
I have no idea.
Harrison Barnes.
Oh, that's right. He went to the Mavs. Just gave him the fucking
backup
house.
Player on the Warriors.
Okay.
Now is going to start for the Mavericks.
Now listen,
4 years, $94 million. Now
listen,
11. Or this is 11.7 points per game and 4.9 boards.
I like that. I like him. I think he's a. I really think he's a good basketball player. I don't think he's worth that much money.
Right.
But if you look in the direction where the NBA is going, no one is going to be relative and no one is going to be competitive unless you have. Anyone that can compare to the Golden State Warriors. And last time I checked, there's not another league that has those four guys that can come over and fill in on another team.
Right.
It's over. I'm not kidding you. The season is over before it's even started. It's over. It's
What about D-Wade on the Bulls, man?
I mean, D-Wade, yeah, it's fine. No. If the Bulls could get one big man, if they could pull off a big man, I don't even know who they could pull off.
Well, how about this big man?
If they could get Aldridge or something like that. Then I'd be like, maybe we have something.
6.3 points per game, 4.4 rebounds. So 6 points, 4 rebounds a game. How much money is that worth?
I can get 6 points.
No clue. You're asking the wrong guy about math.
6 points.
4 years, $64 million.
Holy shit.
Timofey Mozgov.
Oh, I saw
the center
that.
From the Cavaliers is now the center for the Lakers.
Is Kupchak just the dumbest fucking idiot on the planet?
I don't know what he's doing. Like, you had all this money. So he gives him, for 6 points, 4 rebounds a game, 4 years, $64 million. That means next year he is making more than Steph Curry.
Holy
six
fuck.
6 points, 4 rebounds a game. Congratulations, son. You have won the lottery, you sneaky fucking Russian. Timofey Mozgov. Now, he was already doing commercials back in Cleveland. If you haven't seen him, they're actually pretty good because
it was
like. Sneaky
Russian? Is that what they call him?
He's got to be. He's Russian.
I love it.
So he was, you know, he would do these, I can't remember the name of the pub, but it was like a Cleveland area pub. And he would just like, you'd see him just totally reading off of the cue cards.
Yeah.
And it was supposed to look just like so stupid.
Right.
I'm Timofey Mozgov. Come on down for beers and brews at, okay. And
that's it was his just best a, take.
Yeah. But so, I mean, welcome to Hollywood now. I'm sure that there's going to be other opportunities for you. So that's pretty much how crazy free agency is this year in the NBA. That 6 points, 4 rebounds is $16 million a year.
But God. It just shows how the talent in the NBA is so thin and, like, drab.
I think it's thin in every sport.
Are there too many teams?
Oh, of course. And I think you can make that argument in every single sport. And it's when you see like, Mozgov make $16 million a year, that's why Steph Curry's going to make $80 million a year when his next contract is up, because they, you know, the agents are going to come in and they're going to say, well, Mozgov's making 16
for 6 points
down in there. My client is averaging 30. Let's multiply whatever he's getting by five. And then just when you thought like the Lakers were done, like, okay, maybe they just spent a little bit and you know, they're going to save the rest to bring in a free agent. They bring in Luol Deng, 12.3 points per game, 6 rebounds.
I love Luol Deng, man.
4 years, $72 million for 12 points and 6 rebounds a game. Luol
Deng. That's awesome. That guy's like a superhuman person. I'll watch him play, man.
Luol Deng?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I always enjoyed watching
him play. I always envisioned a superhuman person scoring 35 points a game.
Right,
maybe not 12.3, you know, Luol Deng. I mean, if you're looking for the most diverse.
Yeah.
Maybe the most diverse, you know, locker room. You've got it.
Right.
Russian.
Sure.
Luol Deng sounds like Nigerian.
Oh, sure.
Or Kenyan.
It's like
something
a heist
like that.
Movie in that locker room.
What about Bismack Biyombo?
Never heard of him.
That's
exactly
the best name ever.
Who you might recognize from the phrase, who in the hell is Bismack Biyombo?
Is he from Toronto?
He used to be. Now the Orlando Magic want him. 4 years, $72 million for 5.5 points a game and
Holy
eight
shit.
Boards per game.
Terrible.
1.6
Where
blocks.
Where is he from, Bismack?
I don't know, but he can probably buy the country that he was born in.
Oh, definitely.
I'm pretty sure.
I am Peru.
He's Michael Jordan in the Biyombo family.
Oh, yeah. Yes, he is. He
Kazakhstan or some shit.
No, Bismack Biyombo, this is definitely like a northern
Africa.
African country sure. So
oh,
it's
shit.
Like his salary is like 10 times like the gross national product of whatever
there
country.
Ain't no Kazakhstanis in the league, I don't think, as far as I can tell.
Well, where's your bro from?
Who?
The greasy kid.
He's from Nikola Mirotic. He's from Spain.
No way.
Yep.
Yes, his mom's got to be Slovak. All right, and I wanted to save this one for you. Yeah. Name this player. We'll see. It's pretty ridiculous.
Joakim
if you ask
Noah.
Me. 2 years, $30 million.
Oh, Derrick Rose.
No. 11.9 points per game, 11.7 assists per game, highest in the league last year.
Rajon Rondo.
2 years, $30 million for the Chicago Bulls. Now, this is what's got to be so crazy. Now, if this is Rajon, if you're Rajon Rondo, this is a wake-up call. Bismack Biyombo at 5.5 points and 8 rebounds a game, and Timofey Mozgov at 6.3 points and 4.4 rebounds are making at least $16, if not $18 million a year over the next four.
Right.
You led the league in assists per game last year.
Yeah.
And the most you can get is a two-year deal worth $30 million. So you're making $15 million.
Well,
you're making less than those guys, and you're a better player. That's how batshit crazy you are.
But also, it just shows that if you're not able to play with other teammates, and also if you're a troublemaker with other coaches, that no one's going to really give you any money. The Bulls basically said, we're going to give you a one-year guarantee with another year worth. We'll give you more money, but we need to see in a year if you can get along with this stupid ass coach that the Bulls got, Fred Hoiberg, who's awful. Like, I should be coaching JV somewhere.
Pretty much was at Iowa State.
Yeah, basically, yeah. So I mean,
That's ridiculous.
Well, two years ago, he was voted by his peers as the player most likely to run out into the parking lot and fuck a Prius.
I didn't know.
Rajon Rondo.
Can you fuck a hybrid car? I didn't know you could do that.
you can find some, wherever you plug it into the wall. Yeah.
Have you heard it ride? It doesn't make any noise.
Yeah, right.
So I guess you can.
Total Rondo.
God damn it.
It's always sleeping.
If you get three baskets, that's 6 points. That can get you per game. That can get you all that fucking money. But if you can get that to 8, I mean, people just must be fighting for the ball. And just be like, oh, shit, if I get 2 more touches, I can make 10 million more fucking dollars a year.
In the locker room, it's like, does anybody have anything to say before we leave? Yeah, can I get the ball just 2 more times per game?
Oh, my God. They must be beating the shit out of each other. I mean, well, seriously.
Well, now, like, that's a great point. I'm glad you brought that up. Now go back to the NFL. Remember last year when Sammy Watkins of the Buffalo Bills, wide receiver, came out, and he said, look, I need 10 targets a game. Otherwise, if I'm not getting 10 targets, you're wasting my time. And maybe he's just ahead of his time here, and he's looking like, all right, if you
he's
throw me
stud,
the ball
though.
10 times, I'm probably going to catch 6 passes.
Right.
If I catch 6 passes, odds are I'm going to have about 75 yards a game. If I get 6 for 75 a game, I'm going to get X amount of dollars. Now, if you only throw me the ball 4 times, I'm not going to get that big second contract. And that's what that's about right there.
Right.
It's the same thing you're saying, that on 3 shots, you're scoring 6 points. If you make 5 shots, you're scoring 10, and you're going to get even more money.
God.
For 10 points a game.
Well, I don't know. I've seen Rajon Rondo go to the Bulls. I don't even know what the guy can do anymore. He used to be a complete sub. When he was on free agency, like when he went to the Mavericks, I'm like, that's a good pickup. But I guess he can't work with Carlisle. Carlisle seems like a great guy to work for.
Yep. And George Karl? Player's coach.
Right, and also Carlisle won a championship.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, you're going to go to the Bulls, and the Bulls have nothing. You have Jimmy Butler, who's standing around in a room by himself. You know what I mean?
Just contemplating life right now, yeah.
What do you mean? Because I watched Jimmy Butler play. I saw a game. He was amazing.
He's really great.
He just doesn't have anybody good.
Right, but I'm saying, now, if you can pick up, say, next year, a Russell Westbrook, now we're fucking talking.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now we're moving somewhere. But you pick up two guys that can't shoot, and the thing that Gar Foreman and Paxton says, we want to get guys that can shoot. Well, you just picked up two dudes that can't shoot.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Dwayne Wade used to be able to shoot, but he's not the same D Wade anymore. You're getting a 75% D Wade.
He is a steak that's already been chewed.
The hot mess.
But here, guys, moving on here in the hot mess. This is why you don't give NBA players that aren't good at basketball a lot of money. Swaggy P, Nick Young. I don't even know if he's on the Lakers anymore.
I don't know.
Is he a free agent?
I look at the guy and I'm like, you got to change your nickname. Swaggy P seems like a joke. Swaggy
out of all P. the female, like, superstars.
That's a Krusty the Clown. Right. Okay.
It's good, though. It's a nickname that's just not his last name.
You're not a rapper.
A
rapper.
Right.
Do you know that he almost got on his back? He got Prodigal
Iggy
Son.
Iggy Azalea's ass.
He almost got Prodigal Son. He spelled it wrong.
Come on.
Oh, that's
and
the best.
She stopped him. She
Prodigal
was like,
with an R?
Something. I don't know. I think you forgot the O or some shit.
I'm the practical son.
Yes, yeah, the practical. Well, here's why we're talking about Swaggy P when, you know, I pretty much swore off talking about soccer and Swaggy P. That should be like the two things about the Daily Upper Decker. We're not going to talk about soccer, and we're not going to talk about Swaggy P. But what makes
don't get me started on soccer.
What makes it so like necessary that we talk about it is last July 4th, two NFL players really dick their lives up pretty good. There's one dude for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I can't remember his name, but he's no longer playing football. He was forced to retire after he played with fireworks.
Oh, my God.
And then JPP, his hand now looks like a potato.
Oh,
right?
Have you seen it?
He's got
potato.
It looks terrible.
It's really bad.
You know, he's come to grips with it now that he can, like, look at it and doesn't have to have it wrapped anymore.
Oh, my
anymore.
God.
Well, you know who hasn't? Me.
Yeah.
Wrap that fucking thing up,
oh,
man.
Dude.
That is your penance for playing with fireworks.
Is it a Roman candle that just blew up in his hand or something?
I think it was more than that.
Oh,
you know, because
shit.
I mean, that's the one thing you were told when you were a kid. Like, you know, hey, if you're going to light a firework off in your hand, like a little jobber, like in your bare hand, nothing. If you close it.
Well, you know, also, he's doing PSAs for fireworks.
Is he really?
I swear to God.
Well, imagine if you would have started doing them 2 years ago, man.
I know.
He'd be making $80 million a year.
Well, he probably didn't know that after the 15th Jaeger bomb, that holding that Roman candle in your hand for too long, it's going to be fucking trouble.
I'm from Florida, and literally sometimes people will, like, they'll light a firework in one hand.
Right.
And then go get their drink, but they will forget. get that they lit right, this firework.
Yes, booze and fireworks.
They're fucking idiots.
Only mix if you're not drunk.
Well, in Florida, it's not booze. It's like they've got bath salts in one hand. And no, got the,
right. Yeah, or it's
your buddy's
just
face
your
in one hand.
Yeah.
Fucking so, fucking your brother on the other hand.
Oh, yeah.
So here's the thing about here's the thing about Swaggy. Here's the thing about Swaggy P. So last year you have JPP and you've got this other dude from the Buccaneers.
Right.
Totally fuck up their lives playing with fireworks. So what do you do this July 4th? You play with fireworks and you almost blow off your shooting hand.
Oh my God.
He almost blew it to bits. Now, thankfully, we have people in the know.
Yes.
That I've got people in the circle that were actually there filming.
You do?
Yeah. So we've got audio from Swaggy P. Here it is. Here it is. Listen. Daily Upper Decker exclusive.
Oh, shit. Oh, Jesus. Jesus. Awesome. Right there. God damn. Wow, shit.
He's videotaping, Iggy.
So that obviously was that obviously was not Swaggy P, but I'm sure it was something very similar to that. Yeah. If you've never seen that video, that's called pretty. Motherfucking Bootleg Fireworks. 8.2 million views.
Jesus.
1.2 million might be from me because if I'm ever having a bad day, I watch that
funny.
And that cheers me up.
Jesus doesn't give a shit about your fireworks.
So what would it take? What would it take for you guys? Like let's say instead of NBA basketball players, it was comedians who kept ruining their lives with fireworks.
They do that with drugs.
Yeah.
But you really have to.
It's about as equivalent, I think.
You'd have to blow your face off if you're a comedian to ruin your career. You know, it would suck though to go on stage.
I don't know. Richard Pryor lit his face on fire. He did just fine after that.
Could you imagine if you fucked both of your hands up with fireworks and you couldn't adjust the mic and somebody had to do that for you? Oh, that would be so fucking sad.
Yeah.
No, that would be
no act out's real.
Oh, yeah.
Your whole set would be like if you got 8 minutes at the Comedy Store, you would just be adjusting the microphone and like try to get up. That would be your set.
That'd be Rick Glassman's set the whole time.
Could you adjust the mic for me, please? I can't.
That's Rick Glassman's set. You're talking about Rick Glassman.
Oh, man. So, I mean, I can't understand, like, if you guys have any thoughts on it, let me know. If not, I'll gladly move on. Just why athletes continue to do it. We were talking about it off mic. Like, you have all of these guys who, like, you know, suck your teeth the entire year for money. Why wouldn't you just say, hey, you know what I pay you for? You're going to play with the fireworks. You're going to light the fireworks while I sit over here with my boo.
Well, everyone has that dumb friend. Everyone has a turtle in their, right. What am I looking for? Their entourage.
In their entourage, yeah.
You know, have him do it. Why are you? You have the golden hand. Why are you being the dumbass that's holding the fireworks?
Right. Well, yeah,
because he's a dumbass. Yeah. And I think wait. Remember when it's like these guys with Twitter. Remember when Chipper Jones went on Twitter and he said Sandy Hook didn't happen or some shit like
correct.
That. You know,
he might have actually said that more than once.
I think I asked you about that. I said, why did he do that? And you told me because he's stupid.
He is. He's dumber than a box of shit.
They're just fucking stupid. And the 4th of July, if you're a friend of some guy with a golden hand, I think you got to put him in a Hannibal Lecter outfit. Fuck his whole life up.
So what you have
dumb.
So think about that. Like when I say that you're dumber than a box of shit, this is what I'm talking about. Like
that should be a new column that you have.
Dumber than a box of shit on the Daily Upper Decker. Nothing but sports and crap. So it's like dumber than a box of shit is if you ask, 70% of the high school students in this country what the nation's capital is. They're not going to say Washington, D.C. They're going to say something else.
Right.
They're going to give you the wrong answer. At least the box of shit won't say anything. So, like, technically, he won't get it wrong. He'll just be like, you know, somebody else answered ahead of time.
That's
what dumber than a box of shit means. And that's Chipper Jones, and that's obviously Swaggy P. Let's move on here in the hot mess.
Yeah.
Another good topic for you. It's all Chicago today, baby. So Major League Baseball All-Star Game.
Yep.
The lineups are set.
Got 8 All-Stars in there.
So for the first time since, I believe it was the 19...
Oh, yeah.
Are you? I love it.
I love the Cubs.
Yeah, so I think it's the first time since the 1963 St. Louis Cardinals, the entire starting infield for the National League belongs to one team, Chicago Cubs.
Yep. Fuck the Cardinals.
Okay. All right. Get it in, man. This is your forum to do that. You say on your show, people are going to be like, I don't know what he's talking about. I don't know what that means.
They're all weaving baskets and praying for Bernie Sanders. They don't know.
So on the American League side of the things, the majority of players are Red Sox. So you've got a ton of Red Sox. You got a ton of Cubs. Is that good for baseball?
Sure.
Do you take the vote away from the fans or no?
I don't know. Yes and no. Because one, yes, I guess you can vote as many times as you want, which is bananas. Because there's some dumb dick at home just sitting there, Cubs, 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 Cubs.
Right.
You know, he's got nothing better to do.
Mom, what's your email address? Cubs, right. Cubs, Cubs, Cubs.
He's the guy that yelps his Applebee's by his house. You know what I'm saying? So, yes, it's a good idea, but no, it's not a good idea because also some sports writers don't even get it right either in terms of like Hall of Fame and stuff either. So it's a double-edged sword. Yes, it's good. No, it's good. No, it's not good. I don't know. What do you think?
I don't know, man. It's like, what is it? I think the All-Star Game is like entertainment, and
it shouldn't determine who gets home field advantage.
No,
correct.
That makes me nuts.
That is bullshit.
It should be the record, right?
That's
right.
100%.
So I think that's the thing. If you're going to leave it up to the fans, and again, this is what is happening. Today's fan is like a sarcastic little shit dick. They're like, you know
dick.
What? Like, all right, you just gave me some power. Right. So I'm going to vote for all Royals. Right. And then, like you said, I think one of the biggest problems is that you get to vote like 40 something times. Right. It's like you get to vote like 5 or 6 times per email address. But it's like I could literally in the next 5 minutes make 20 different email addresses and vote 100 times.
Yeah, it's just I don't really give a fuck about the All-Star game. I am going to watch it because now for the first time, the Cubs don't just have like a relief pitcher.
One weird person.
Yeah, like a relief pitcher in there, you know.
Third base coach from the Chicago Cubs.
And he's like a reserve. Right. You know, so I will watch it because I love Chris Bryant and I love all the Cubs, but I don't know. The All-Star games altogether, the only All-Star game I ever care about is the NBA. I love the NBA All-Star game. I like to watch it.
I like that one.
Because there's 8,000 points. Oh,
yeah. And they're just throwing alley-oops from like half court.
Right.
Do you remember that All-Star game with Curt Schilling was in it and Barry Bonds and Torrey Hunter and everybody was like fucking around? That was the best. Like, I remember Curt Schilling, I think, told Barry Bonds from the mound. He's like, I'm just throwing you fastballs. Mm-hmm. And they just went at it.
Well, and then I believe it was the same All-Star game that they totally dicked it up when tied. So it was tied. And instead of like, you know, it's happened a couple of times this year already where the games have been such blowouts that players come in. Hell, it wasn't even a blowout. The Indians played a 19-inning game against the Blue Jays over the weekend.
Oh, shit.
And in the 18th and 19th innings, the Blue Jays brought in position players to pitch.
Yeah.
And the place lost its shit.
Yeah.
And the Canadians loved it.
Didn't they lose?
Toronto did. They lost 5-4 because one of the players gave up a home run.
Right. The pitch or the third baseman.
I love shit like that.
I do too.
It's like fun.
I do too. Only if we win.
And especially
that's true.
Because then also, you know, if your team has to play the next day, they're going to be a bag of dicks.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, they're going
to
suck.
Well, especially in the All-Star game. Imagine if you would have told Torrey Hunter to come out and pitch. It's the All-Star game. It really meant nothing at that point. It's because of that game where you didn't take advantage of that situation that now home field advantage is on the line.
Yeah.
If you would have just used your noggins and said, bring in a position player.
Right.
And
right.
just lob it. Give him the ethos. Give
me
the ethos.
That's the worst when you think you're going to half-ass something. And then it's like when you show up to work and you're waiting tables.
Yeah.
And you're like, you know what? I'm only working 4 hours. It's going to be fine. I'm going to clock in, clock out. And it's the hardest fucking 4 hours because you got like 9 parties and they all want, you know, they all want tea and they want
separate
coffee.
Checks.
And they want decaf. Is this decaf? And you're like, yeah, motherfucker, it's decaf, even though it's not. Like, that's what the fucking All-Star game is. It's a bunch of guys playing half-ass. And then if you have to go extra innings, they're sitting there going, wait, what?
And then
I just want to go home, dude. I just want to go home and see my fucking mistress.
And then I remember that game where they had to call it. Wasn't Bud Selig like in the front row of the game and they were all kind of conferring with each other?
And I think he even left.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure he didn't even stick around.
He just had his Pabst, you know, helmet can on. It's the Pabst can helmet,
right,
where you got a can of Pabst on each side. They actually have those at a new bowling alley called Bolero down by my house.
Oh, really?
They have for $26. They'll give you the helmet and 2 cans of Pabst, so you
get
awesome.
The fuck out of
the
here
thing on there. Oh yeah, it's
what
hysterical.
Where is this in Culver City or
El Segundo or like Westchester, El Segundo, Playa del Rey?
That
so far
26
away.
Bucks, and you do, that way you could just bowl. You don't have to keep right. setting your.
Do they give you a designated driver too to fucking take?
No, you walk up there. It's all right.
No, you can wear.
You
that
can
thing
walk up there.
Drive.
It's fine. Tommy's right. like, I do it all the time. All
right, here we go. Final vote. If you guys, so they have this new thing now. It's the final vote, right? So they leave one roster spot open. They allow the fans to vote and like dick up the roster even
right.
more.
Right.
So in the AL, Michael Saunders, George Springer, Dustin Pedroia, Ian Kinsler, Evan Longoria. Who would you vote for?
Dustin Pedroia.
Oh,
he's a baller. And you know that in the All-Star game, like he'll come up and do something.
Isn't he a veteran now? He's pretty much been in the league for
oh, yeah.
a long time, right?
Yeah, he's in low 30s.
Yeah.
I do like Dustin Pedroia. He's a tiny guy that hits the shit out of the ball.
But I know, they didn't,
awesome.
I know they didn't go with him.
No, I mean, it's the final vote, so I think it goes until Friday.
What about
maybe not even all the way. Maybe
George Springer's pretty great.
Yeah, that would be my vote.
Who?
He's
George
a player.
Springer.
George Springer
you know
on Houston. Yeah, he's one of the young like future stars. He's got like 19 bombs or something.
Didn't
already this year.
He's one of these young guys that signed an insane contract with the Astros, didn't he, for like years for nothing?
No, that was John Singleton.
Oh, okay.
And it was a good
I'm
thing he did it
up,
because
man.
It was 8 for 35, and he's not even on the major league roster anymore.
Oh,
so they
really?
Basically just gave him $35 million.
Oh, good yeah. for him.
in the National League, we got Brandon Belt, Starling Marte, Trevor Story, Jake Lamb, and Ryan Braun. Ryan Braun is currently in fifth place in that vote.
Oh, God. I want to see Ryan Braun. I love it. I love it.
Because you're Jewish?
I like Ryan Braun. I like Ryan Braun, but I'd like to see him go to the Cubs. Not because of this stupid vote.
Okay, moving on.
I don't even know. That doesn't make any sense
I like
at all.
The whole Ryan Braun PED circus thing.
Right, when he said he had
story.
Herpes and shit.
So
it was herpes medication.
Yeah.
Maybe not come out with that. Maybe
well, that
talk
was...
to your PR guy before you come out with, it was my herpes medication. Maybe say you had a fucking, you had a cough or you had, I don't know, a fucking sword stuck in your stomach.
So
anything.
You know what? I will
stupid.
Admit that I take PEDs before I come out and say that it was my herpes medication.
Oh, yeah.
I took it. I took
Listen,
it a lot.
I will admit right. that I have AIDS before I admit that I have herpes. Okay? It's just not, it doesn't roll off the tongue well, if you will.
Oh. You know, there's a guy in my neighborhood. He used to be a major league scout, and then
yeah.
his kid was on the Brewers and Yankees, and his kid basically got blacklisted because he was such a tool. Like, he thought he was, you know, God's gift to the game of baseball, and he wasn't. And now he thinks he's God's gift to life, if you ever meet him.
Wonderful.
But the scout, so when that was going on, he lives in my neighborhood, and he comes out, and like, real loud, and there's like kids and stuff outside. He's like, hey, Tommy, I heard that Ryan Braun's got herpes. My sources say he's got herpes. Yeah,
yeah,
that's what it is. So it's
You're
the
like,
herpes.
Oh, yeah.
So he's probably going to get exonerated for it.
Oh, shit.
And like, I'm just looking around like, Jesus,
yeah,
man.
Shut
I'm
up.
Think
dude,
some
I'm just going to take my trash out.
In the dugout was like, just say you have herpes.
Right? Who came up with that?
Jonathan Lucroy told him.
Speaking of just like absolutely stupid, the fact that athletes in today's world, how they're still like getting arrested again, not finding Chris Carter's fall guy to like get their weed for them and
right.
do shit like that. Believe it or not, there were still not many, but a couple of athletes that did some stupid shit over the holiday weekend. So ladies and gentlemen, it's time for everybody's favorite segment here on the Daily Upper Decker. It's time for the pile.
Yeah. Woo.
All right, so this is how it's going to work.
Right.
You are the judge.
Awesome.
You are the Honorable Judge Ryan Pfeiffer. I'm going
it.
To talk about the athlete and how he got arrested. Brady Matthews, attorney at law, is going to defend them, and then you rule on, you know, based on his defense.
Got it.
Okay?
Okay?
Here we go. First up here in the pile, former NFL wide receiver Jeff Webb. Webb was arrested in connection with an insurance fraud scheme. He allegedly worked with 9 others to stage 4 vehicle collisions. The alleged scheme resulted in $70,000 in fraudulent insurance claims and $139,000 in total losses. Webb was later released on $120,000 bail. Webb, 34, played in the NFL with the Kansas City Chiefs from 2006 to 2008. Defend your client, Mr. Matthews.
God, I don't know why I always have to defend these idiots.
Do I have to?
Seriously. Can't I just play the judge and listen? You know, the guy probably just he probably just got mixed up with the wrong people at the wrong time and was just having some good old-fashioned fun. That's what you do in Kansas City, you know?
My defense would maybe be like, one of those was actually a legit accident. Can we get it knocked down to 3?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, maybe it's just a car pileup.
One of those, he was going to get in an accident,
was he intoxicated?
No.
What?
Just an asshole.
Oh my God!
Isn't that sad though? Like when you get kicked out of the NFL, like you just don't have anything else to do, so you Cause accidents?
Well, I was
on purpose.
I was thinking I would be a little lenient until I found out the guy wasn't wasted. He's sober.
Yeah, if you're if you're wasted, at least you give him a little leeway. Like, listen, he'll figure it out. He'll clean himself up. Maybe go to rehab. No, you were sober because you were just a dick.
Right.
Wow.
All right. So what's your ruling?
Gas chamber.
Perfect.
Oh my God.
Overpopulation.
Hang them.
Excuse me?
No. No more hookers for 6 months. That's your sentence.
Right.
That's a little somewhere in between. We'll meet
in
the middle.
No more herpes medication for you.
You're right. You just have to flare up.
Excuse me. Excuse me. The sheet was
old
upside
school.
Down.
You got to go old school and just flare up. That's fucking funny.
Moving on to the pile. Former college basketball player Joseph Bertrand arrested. Former college basketball player Joseph Bertrand was arrested Saturday morning in Illinois. Bertrand was arrested around 1 a.m. after an alleged incident that happened with a girlfriend. Domestic battery. Which, again, we talked about this last week. The NFL's campaign, and basically, like, the I don't know if it was just the NFL, if it was, like, other... I thought they had, like, movie stars and shit on there, and, like, where they would just look into the camera and cry and say no more. That campaign has been an absolute bust.
Yeah.
I mean, like I said, last week I think we talked about it. I'd say at least 200% domestic battery has.
It makes me uncomfortable. I don't want to watch it. I don't want to see you
not be able to
get it out. You're crying. I get it. Okay. Mm-hmm. What else you got for me?
Right.
I understand. Okay.
Carter, can we get you in here and just look into the camera and just cry?
You know what?
He's crying because his son's playing for the CFL and he's a fucking prick.
He wrote about it.
Yeah.
It was pretty brutal.
They're just...
Did he write about it? Chris Carter wrote about it?
No, I did.
Oh, good. Sorry, go ahead.
All right, so let's talk about this guy. Bertrand played college basketball at the University of Illinois. Wow. You've been there before. 2010 to 2014, he played there, and now he's hitting his girlfriend.
I think he should get the punishment that he gave her. I think he should get his ass kicked by her dad or by her brothers.
Ooh, that's pretty good. The attorney has had enough.
Some sort of family member, because I don't accept anyone hitting a female whatsoever. Not even a dog.
Ooh. So. Judge Ryan Pfeiffer.
Sorry.
I
sentence shall be beat the shit out of him.
Yeah.
In, you know, half court.
And flare up.
And then and then I make him go back to the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign for another 4 years.
All right.
Yeah. You're tackling dummy for a shitty football team.
He has to participate in a herpes gangbanger. AIDS for you.
Woo!
It's not like one of those weird AIDS parties. It's like, you know, the herpes
AIDS
party where it's like.
Have you heard about that?
Yeah. It's crazy.
You never heard that?
No.
It's called AIDS roulette.
Yeah.
Where you know. Everyone, it's an orgy.
Yes.
And one person knows who has the AIDS.
Oh, yeah.
And then everyone fucks each other. And then no one really knows who's got what.
That's a real thing.
Oh, shit.
Over in Spain. Yeah.
It's called AIDS roulette.
AIDS roulette.
That's where we're at right now.
Where it differs, that's how bored people
are. I'd rather play Russian roulette.
I'd rather be bored.
What happened to that? Since when did we move on from Russian roulette?
Well, didn't you see that? Like, it's not really Russian roulette, but it was like a Polish morning show. The talk show host, like there was like not America's Got Talent, but Poland's Got Talent. So one of the semifinalists was a magician, and he's on the morning show,
and
he's got four brown bags, and he puts like a nail attached to a piece of wood that's sticking straight up,
okay,
in the bag, and then he turns around and like shuffles them like the cup game at the Dodger at the Dodger game, you know. So he puts them back out there. And he crushes a bag like this, and then he takes the host's hand,
and he's
like, go like this. Well, the nail was in the bag, so she's just like, ah!
Oh, that's...
and ouch in Polish is, awa, awa, it's unbelievable.
That's better than our Today show.
So, yeah, but it's like Poland's Got Talent? Apparently not.
That's
if
talent.
That guy was a semifinalist, no thanks.
Shit. It'd be more fun to die from an AIDS roulette party, though, than... Russian roulette.
Either way,
right? I mean,
it's a bad way. It's all a bad way to go out.
Yes.
All right. Moving on here in the pile. OJ Mayo suspended by the NBA for 2 years for violating the anti-drug program. And again, we talked about this earlier. It never happens to the good players.
Right.
I feel that if the good players ever like fail a test, like they get brought in.
Oh, absolutely.
And they're like, hey, you got to stop doing this shit.
Yeah.
Or they just say like, okay, whatever. David Stern just throws out the window. Or now Adam Silver just throws it out the window and says, no, we can't have LeBron.
Yeah, but you know what? You never hear about this in the NFL ever. I mean, not in the NFL, in the NBA. You never hear about
that's
this.
That's why, because I think that if it's...
Are we trying to get to that? Is that what's going on? Because they kicked him out for 2 years. I mean, he's a good ball player, but I guess if you're doing cocaine in the locker room in front of the coaches, I guess it's frowned upon.
So,
well, it says here, this is not the first time Mayo has run into problems for banned substances. In 2011, the NBA suspended Mayo for 10 games after the player tested positive for performance-enhancing drugs. Mayo denied any wrongdoing, blaming an energy drink for testing positive for DHEA.
A Monster energy drink.
No, I had one of those, like, 64-ounce bottles that you can get at 7-Eleven for $3.
What is the growth hormone in it?
What is it? You can't take Adderall? Is that, I mean...
It's... Dehydroepiandrosterone.
The fuck is that?
So whatever's snort on there, he took it. But that's the craziest thing. It's like that's one of the defenses.
Yeah,
one of the dumb defenses when you get busted for PEDs is that, oh, I didn't do it. It must have come from like this.
Oh yeah,
yeah, I was
this medicine or this Monster drink. Yeah.
All right, that's what that dude on the Marlins said was D. Gordon when he got busted. He said he didn't know what he was taking or he thought it was something else.
How do you not know? You're a professional athlete. You're just walking around putting stuff in your body.
Why don't you just give it to your trainer and say, "Is this okay?"
Right. If you pick up a bottle and it says promethazine,
maybe Google it.
Anything that
maybe check out.
Yeah, anything that ends in zine.
Yeah.
You might want to double check.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, that's a pretty good defense. What do you think?
Oh, yes. I
wait, was that my defense? I can't remember.
It was a pretty good one.
Okay.
I fine for the plaintiff. Right.
And a flare-up. And a flare-up.
Oh, yes. And, oh, let's give him herpes just to be safe.
I'm going to go out on a limb and guess that he's already got it.
Fact or fudge?
So, guys, apparently... Yeah, you know, my parents weren't rich, so I never grew up a tennis fan. But apparently, Wimbledon is this week.
Oh, yeah, totally.
And Djokovic is already out, so Roger Federer.
Right.
I guess he came back and won, so they're rolling. So I figured, what is a way, since I don't know anything about tennis, really,
right,
other than the fact that it's crooked as shit?
Oh, it's
crooked
sport
as my uncle's penis, man. My uncle's been everywhere, dude. It's so bad. Behind soccer, it's the second most, like, fixed sport.
Yeah,
and it was so fixed that there were reports of match fixing came out during the Australian Open earlier this year, and two people still fixed the match and were accused of doing it.
It's a bunch
so
of cokeheads.
This is when they're talking about fixing matches. It was never really to the point to where like they would go out and lose the match, but it'd be like if Djokovic was taking on like somebody in his second round that he should just absolutely smoke 6-1, 6-1, 6-1. What would happen is Djokovic would throw the second set. And he would go like he would win like 6-3, lose 7-6, and then win 6-2, 6-2. So he would still win the match. So the integrity of the match was there. But the way you bet on tennis is you can bet in so many match or in so many sets.
Oh, okay.
So it's like you know, Djokovic to win in three was probably the best because the low guy was so bad compared to Djokovic that I bet you like Djokovic winning in three would have been like -250. Or -400, somewhere like a high number. Whereas like Djokovic in four would have been probably like +120, and Djokovic in five would have been +190, and then Djokovic to lose would have been like +400. Right. Been crazy.
Right.
So what these guys do is they lose one match or just one set in the match.
Jesus Christ.
And then you know people make bank on it because they know that set is coming.
Right.
That's crazy.
Almost as crazy as this week's fact or fudge question.
Okay.
Okay.
This will qualify as our coverage of the Wimbledon tennis tournament.
No. I'm on the edge of my seat.
All right. You're going to love it. Gentlemen, is this the name of a Wimbledon champion, somebody who's won Wimbledon, or an infamous cannibal, somebody who ate people?
Oh.
All right.
How do you come up with this shit?
Wimbledon champion. I had a lot of time today.
Yeah.
Oh, Wimbledon shit. Champion or infamous cannibal. So Brady Matthews, you are the champion, so you get to go first.
Okay.
Now at any point you guys can use your pullout.
Right.
You can say, "Hey Tommy, I'd like to pull out." At that point, the other contestant has to answer that question. If they get it right, they get the point. If they get it wrong, you get the point.
Got it.
All right, here we go. Brady Matthews, Wimbledon champion or infamous cannibal. William Renshaw.
Cannibal.
That is incorrect.
Oh,
William Renshaw was a Wimbledon champion.
When? Back in 1922?
1889 from Britain. It's before planes.
I hope he's listening.
I know. From the grave.
Yeah, yeah.
Is this, who's the George? The
right.
The guy at the George, what's his name? The late night weird guy?
Who is?
The late night AM talk show.
Oh,
host.
George Norrie?
George Norrie, yeah. No, if this is the George Norrie show, then William Renshaw's listening from beyond the grave. Right. Yeah. All right, hey, 0-0. Ryan Pfeiffer, good start for you. Here
awesome.
We go.
Damn it.
Is this the name of a Wimbledon champion or an infamous cannibal?
All right.
Harold Mahoney.
Harold Mahoney is, he's a cannibal.
That is incorrect. Man. He is a Wimbledon champion, ladies and gentlemen.
Sounds like a serial killer.
Right?
Harold Mahoney won the 1896 Wimbledon tennis tournament. Hmm.
Did they even, like, what were the tennis balls made of? Skin.
Human skulls.
Oh, right.
Is this the name of a Wimbledon champion, Brady Matthews, or an infamous cannibal, or both?
Both. McEnroe.
Here we go. Boone Helm.
Boone Helm?
Boone Helm.
I'm going to go cannibal.
That is correct.
Thank you.
Boone Helm is a cannibal. Let me bring it up here. I go back. It's from the
18- didn't know there were so many cannibals. I didn't know this was a popular thing.
Oh, yeah. You can go list of incidents of cannibalism on Wikipedia. Oh, Boone Helm, also known as the Kentucky Cannibal, was an American mountain man, serial killer, and fugitive who ate human flesh on several occasions between 1850 and 1854, often out of necessity in extreme conditions.
Fucking
he made
redneck.
No secret of the fact and is reported to have said, "Many's the poor devil I've killed at one time or another, and the time has been that I've been obliged to feed on some of them."
I've been obliged to feed.
Listen, your owner. I don't like skin, but I do like the way it smells.
Can you eat me a little bit?
Right. Can I have some before I die?
So that's one for Brady Matthews, zero for Ryan Pfeiffer here in Factor Fudge on the Daily Upper Decker. But it's still anybody's game. Ryan Pfeiffer.
Okay.
Wimbledon champion or infamous cannibal, Albert Fish. Albert Fish.
Albert Fish, he has to be a tennis guy.
That is incorrect.
Damn it.
I was going to say, you got to go with Fish. Listen to that last
Albert
name.
Fish did not eat fish. He ate human beings. Yeah. Serial killer Albert Fish caused much argument over whether he was insane.
What?
Yeah, because the fact, once you eat a person, now he might not be insane. But listen here. What argument is that?
He's reasonable.
caused much argument over whether he was insane because he consumed his victims. What kind of fucking sentence is that?
What part did they say, like, what part of the body they like to eat?
Let's see. He confessed to molesting more than 400 children over 20 years and is believed to have murdered somewhere between 6 and 15 children.
He's so flawed.
He was described as looking like a meek and, is it Anicious?
Anicious?
Yeah.
Fucking monster.
I don't, yeah, that's exactly what he looks like. Let's see. Fish's most infamous murder is that of a little girl in 1928 whose flesh he cut into strips, cooked with carrots, onions, and strips of bacon.
Jesus Christ.
This excited him sexually.
Why didn't he get into tennis?
Again, I'll go back to that first line. Serial killer Albert Fish caused much argument over whether he was insane because he consumed his victims. How did that make it?
He's nuts. That guy's nuts.
What's more nuts, that guy or the fact that that sentence is in there?
I don't know.
Has that caused much argument?
Whoever wrote that
insane.
Is a cannibal.
That's a point of debate.
Go down to like citation note. Right. Jeffrey Dahmer in
Cannibal
92.
Weekly. Cannibal Weekly. Sicko.
Outstanding. Hey, so it's Brady Matthews 1, Ryan Pfeiffer 0. Still anybody's game, though, here at Factor Fudge. Wimbledon champion Brady Matthews or infamous cannibal Robert Maudsley. Robert Maudsley.
I'm going to go Wimbledon.
That is incorrect.
Fuck.
Robert Maudsley ate people.
I'm going to say he's a cannibal.
Maudsley sounds like...
Yeah, you should have pulled out, man.
I should have pulled out. Maudsley?
Robert Maudsley, yeah.
Yeah, that does not sound like a Wimbledon winner.
Actually, it does, right? It kind of sounds like an English person.
I thought it sounded like Maudsley. Yeah, I don't know.
So he ate people?
I hate tennis and I hate cannibalism.
He ate people, yeah. I'm trying to bring it up here.
Oh, my God.
I hate people that eat people.
The other guy liked to put carrots and onions and shit.
Yeah, of course, yeah. Maybe some shallots.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe some snow peas. I don't know. Let's get crazy.
Peas? Yeah. I need a garnish.
Right. Yeah,
so fucking horrible.
Maybe some basil with some testicles.
Here's Robert. This is Robert Maudsley.
A lot of salt.
Is a British. He's British. A British serial killer.
See, that's why he's not Maudsley.
Right.
Hello.
Yeah.
Is responsible for the murders of four people. He committed three of these murders in prison after receiving a life sentence for single murder. He was alleged to have eaten part of the brain of one of the three men he killed in prison, which earned him the nickname Hannibal the Cannibal.
Oh, shit. Oh,
wow.
Okay.
How fitting.
Good for him.
All right. Very good. So that is one for Brady Matthews, zero for Ryan Pfeiffer. Now, Ryan Pfeiffer, you need to get this right. If you get it right, the game goes on.
Right.
If not, Brady Matthews is a four-time Factor Fudge champion here on the Daily Upper Decker.
This is the last question. So the pullout is irrelevant.
No, you can still pull out.
Okay.
You could make him. You could put your fate in his hands.
Okay.
Or his mouth. Wimbledon champion or infamous cannibal.
All right.
Arthur Gore. Arthur Gore.
Okay. I know one other tennis player named Arthur, and that was Arthur Ashe.
AIDS has nothing to do with it. I'm pretty sure that if the victim would have had AIDS, he wouldn't have eaten him.
Don't eat that one. He has AIDS. Okay. I'm going to go. Arthur Gore is obviously a tennis player.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Yes. He won Wimbledon in 1901.
I thought you were
going
to pull out and give it to me. I'm like, Wimbledon all day. That I know for a fact. How do I know that? I don't know, but I knew he was a tennis player.
Oh, at least a three-time champion.
He never ate anybody?
I think he might have been related to Spencer Gore, 1877, who won the first tournament.
Spencer.
Gore, the presidential candidate. Who, yeah.
Of course.
Global warming.
All right, here we go, guys. This is the tiebreaker now.
Okay.
So you got to yell it out. Whoever yells it out first, you're the champion.
Okay.
Hayden Clark.
Wimbledon.
Shit. Cannibal.
Cannibal.
Was it?
Clark is a cannibal. Wait. Ryan Pfeiffer is our new.
Wait, do I get that?
You won.
Just because I said cannibal.
It is.
Oh, shit.
You won.
Oh, man.
Beat the reigning three-time.
Hayden Clark is an American murderer and suspected serial killer currently serving two 30-year sentences at Western Correctional Institution for the murders of 6-year-old Michelle Dore in 1986 and 23-year-old Laura
Way to end on a high note.
Huftelling in 1992.
That is awful, Tommy.
Never, I wish that guy
never compared
tennis.
Cannibalism to Wimbledon ever again.
Yeah, yeah.
I'd be sick to my stomach.
And apparently he's also a cannibal.
So. I was going to make barbecue tonight, but I think we're just going to skip.
The Daily Up a Decker, nothing but sports and crap.